Bulletproof Radio, a state of high performance.
You're listening to Bulletproof Radio with Dave Asprey.
Hey there, ice bath lovers. Do you want to take your cold exposure game up a notch with some contrast therapy? Well, you should, because cold plunges and contrast therapy can lower stress, up your immunity, and even help you sleep better. It works better than just cold therapy alone.
Well, now you can do that with the new Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tubs by Master Spas.
Whether you want to relax in a hot soak or get energized with a cold plunge, the Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tub has you covered. You can easily hop out of the hot water, get in the cold water, and go back and forth. When you do that, you get better results in less time, and that's what biohacking is all about. Go to chiligoattubs.com, use promo code DAVE500, and you can save $500 on any Chili Goat Cold Tub. I have one in my backyard. That's chiligoattubs.com, promo code DAVE500. Everyone's talking about red light therapy beds, and for good reason. There's a company called ARRC LED that's building an entirely new class of LED devices. ARRC LED beds integrate proprietary scanning technology and frequency protocols to shape the delivery of six different wavelengths in dose-optimized photobiomodulation. Yes, that's a lot of words. What it is, though, is that photobiomodulation improves the underlying energetics of the cells in your body. And those changes can benefit nearly every tissue and organ and system in your body. You change your cells and you change your life. For more information, visit arrcled.com.
Today's cool fact of the day is that lobsters don't die or age unless they get steamed by humans or eaten by seals or maybe bored through by parasites, but they don't naturally die. They don't ever show a loss of appetite. They don't ever show a change in metabolism other than from the temperature around them. They don't lose their ability to reproduce or the desire to reproduce, and they have no decline in strength or health over time. So basically, if you wanted to live a very long time, maybe you should be more like a lobster and less like a person. Except, well, there's that little problem of, well, your skin would be red and really bumpy and kind of crispy, which is not so good.
Quick question for you. What makes you feel more invigorated, less stressed, and more in control of your body? The answer, more energy. Specifically, more quantum energy, because our bodies are quantum systems. Leela Quantum Tech has figured out a way to harness quantum energy so you can reach a state of vibrancy that you've probably never felt. Dozens of studies show that Leela Q's products neutralize the effects of harmful EMFs around us and even release positive energy that can improve your blood flow, optimize your heart rate, and other benefits. Leela Q has some heavy science backing it up. A recent study looked at people who use Leela Q for just 10 minutes. The study used a special blood illumination technique called dark field microscopy, and it showed significant protective and improvement effects on blood flow. So take a quantum leap into higher vibration at LeelaQ.com/Dave and claim your exclusive 10% discount.
Today, we've got a really cool guest on, someone you've heard from before. It's Andy Nylo. Andy, welcome back, man.
Dude, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
If you didn't catch the first interview with Andy, Andy's 32, lives in LA. He's like the athlete of all athletes, was really good in baseball and football, went to UC Berkeley, turned down the opportunity to play professional baseball so he could become a soap opera star on Days of Our Lives.
No.
Did I say that right, Andy? Come on.
No, definitely not. Not even close, man. Jeez. I think about it in my illustrious acting career right now. It's, hey, I mean, I'm open to any possibility down the road to you know, doing some damage in the industry, but it's just, and I think I can. I really do.
Well, let's face it. You are kind of a model for little companies like Oakley, Calvin Klein. So you're a pretty successful dude. Let's put it that way. We've hung out. You can't hide this.
I appreciate that. You know, I've worked hard, and you know what it is? I have buddies who are legit, right? And who work a ton. And I've always just kind of like looked up to them and just seeing them killing it, right? And I've always believed in myself and like being able to do that and be on their level. I never really voiced that, and I just kind of kept it to myself, and it lit that fire, you know, within to help me get there and be working with them. And honestly, I wanted to be working more than them, and just that was a goal of mine. I kept it to myself, and it just kind of drives me. And to be where I'm at right now, traveling around and working for a kick-ass company like Oakley. Take this this Nike mock turtleneck and just imagine it's an Oakley thing. I'm not supposed to wear this right now. It's just like things got really dusty up at the ranch. I'm up at Malibu right now. We're bottling the product. Right. And it's either this or no shirt. This is all I had in the
trunk. We're running video. If you take your shirt off, at least half the audience will be pretty stoked on this. I mean, that's okay. Your Oakley sponsors will be okay with that.
I thought about that, but I have so many buddies out there who I would have – I'd probably be hearing it for a week.
At least. So, yeah. All the Bulletproof people would be like, no, my eyes. Well, only half of them. So one of the things, Andy, that was really impressive when I met you was, you're a model, but you've also been like run over by a couple SUVs. And I've seen that photo of you like with your face kind of torn open. And you used the Bulletproof diet and the Bulletproof kind of protocols to help speed your healing, but you hacked the crap out of your skin. And last time you were on the show, we talked about your formula for doing this, and you've created this new kind of mask that has rejuvenating stuff in it. And since then, I've been working with you on turning that into a company because there was so much interest from the first podcast and just giving you some advice and all. And you're there, man. You've got Alatura ready to go. So today, we're going to talk some more about skin and how to make skin healthy. And you have some pretty damn amazing skin, especially given what you've been through. So we're going to talk more about that for men and women. And we're not going to hard sell the Alatura mask that's coming out. It'll be on the Bulletproof site soon enough, but it is going to be available. And you know, by the time you hear this, you'll be able to click and order it. So yeah, we're going to tell you about that. And I don't feel bad about that. You know, this is your first time entrepreneur. I'm super stoked to be helping you get off the ground. So that's just the way it is, but we're going to talk about skin and give a lot of free advice for people right now. This isn't here to sell. So.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you said that. I'm really big on trust. And like, I heard the Amazon CEO talking about like how he'd rather build that trust with customers and, you know, take a hit in margin and have that trust. And I heard that I was with my parents watching 60 Minutes, I think it was, on a Sunday. And that really hit home with me. I mean, that's just how I am. You know, that's who I respond to is the people that I can trust, like yourself. Honestly, I'm not trying to do a little schmooze fest here. That's just how it is. And so I want people to look at me that way as well. Like this isn't a sell. I've given out a lot of this product for free. I still do. And I'm happy to. And I'm happy to share this with people because there's nothing like it. And it's something I'm really good. It didn't fall into my lap. I put a lot, you know, I was about to say that, but it didn't fall into my lap. This is something that I've just been really interested in since 2003. That's 11 years now that I first started using mask, you know, therapy. I didn't have good skin. It sucks to wake up in the morning, right? And then you just, first thing in the mirror, you know, you go to the bathroom or whatever, boom, damn, I got this freaking, you know, pimple, zit, redness, irritation, whatever it is. Very rarely did I wake up seeing clear skin. It's just that's not a good way to start off the day, right? And now I don't worry about that. I'm stoked with what I see, and I'm stoked with, you know, what I use. And a lot of it had to do with diet, but a lot of it had to do with the products that I was using. I'm not gonna, you know, hate on the people I'm not gonna hate on the products that I was using, but I'm happy to educate when asked. I'm not gonna be the guy like voicing his opinion, standing on a soapbox, and just, you know, when people, because that's who I respond to. You know, I want the quiet guy who just, or, you know, I respond to the quiet guy who just leads by example, and that's what, you know, I want to be like. If people have questions and people are interested in what I do for my skin regimen, then I'm happy to answer it. But, you know, like you said, this isn't a sales thing, and this is something that works and that I'm happy to share why each individual ingredient has their own story, why they're in our mask. And it's great. So it's something I really like to talk about, and I'm happy to talk about.
We'll talk a little bit about, you know, some of the stuff that's in there. People can always look on the website and all. What I think people are going to really want to hear about is, you know, number one, you're a guy, and why are you taking care of your skin the way you are? And we talked about this a little bit last time. So I want to really dig in on kind of how did you make your skin heal so fast? Because I care about anti-aging, but for me, anti-aging is about like cellular and hormonal health and skin health. And I have pretty good skin, has always been something that I approach from like very deep in the digestive system and working your way out. So when you're taking enough collagen, when you're doing the other things like that, you're generally going to, you're going to look pretty good. But yeah, you've kind of taken it a step further. Since I don't know that much about smearing, okay, I'll be a little rude, smearing crap on my face. Like, I'm a guy, right?
And
your stuff isn't crap, right? But so I called a friend who's launched more than 100 different skincare products for major companies. Like she's like skincare mafia woman. And you sent her some. And I got her take on it before I agreed to help you on this, because I get a lot of people who are like, Dave, help me with my company, like advise my company, you know, be a consultant. And I have only this much time to dedicate to that. And she came back and she's like, I don't even like mask products, but this thing is amazing. Like it does things I haven't seen before, and was totally, totally bought in on it. So that was my diligence on this, both before I was going to have you on the podcast again, and also before I agreed to, you know, to help you on the business side as well. So I'm stoked to be working with stuff that works.
I love to hear stuff like that, because it's like a challenge, right? So when I walked into my first med spa, and I'm fresh, I mean, I don't have a degree or anything like that. And, you know, I'm not an esthetician. I don't have a biology background or anything, but what I do is just a sick, sick work ethic in like just dissecting ingredients. And it's something that sticks up here. It's like box scores back when I was like a, you know, a little league baseball player. I'm really good with numbers, and I'm really good with just remembering things that I want to remember. And, you know, you look up stuff and you read things and you talk with clay experts and why they use it. And I'm a big call guy. I'll call companies, the products that I order from, like Green Clays out in Nevada. And I'll talk with Jason, just pick, you know, not pick him apart, but like pick his brain on why he uses certain clays internally and some other clays only externally and vice versa. And we talk about, you know, my blend, and it's awesome to get like the people that are experts to go, dude, I never thought about throwing pearl into a mask. That's amazing. And I'm like, oh man, this guy's, you know, giving me props for coming up with something. And that's how it is, honestly, at every med spa that I go into, that it's their go-to treatment right now. And I can honestly say that it's pretty surreal. Now I'm just taking it and running with it, and I haven't really sat down and thought about that part of it until, well, sometimes I think about it, but it's an effective treatment that to get people's like approval and validation from is something that feels really good. And I can't wait to take this thing and keep adding products to it and hit it with a moisturizer and other products as well. But this is my baby right here, man. Yeah. And
so now I got to ask you this. Do people make fun of you? Cause you're a jock, right? You know, in terms of, you know, and here you are, you're like, oh, look at my pores. I have a smooth complexion. And you know, it's somehow a little bit less manly to take care of yourself. And at least for a lot of men, at least to take care of your skin, you might like, I want to have muscles and I want to look good and maybe I'll get a tan. But like you're talking about stuff that, you know, Clarisonic facial cleansers, polishing buffs. And geez, is that plum lip gloss, yeah, you got on there? No, and I'm just kind of kidding, but.
Not that I'm opposed. Hey, we got teach their own, right? Like if somebody's rocking the lip gloss, that's their choice. And but yeah, I mean, it's interesting, because if people are thinking that, and I'm sure they are out there, I guarantee I have some ex-teammates that are joking, you know, to themselves about the stuff I'm doing, and that's fine, man. It doesn't even enter in my mind, you know, at all, those opinions. It's just something that makes me feel good, right? And like, who doesn't want to feel good? And it makes other people feel good. And the emails that I get from literally around the world of there's people's skin clearing up. And I can't even begin to explain to you the stories that I've heard from people, just, you know, the young freshmen, the young sophomores in college, who experienced the exact same thing that I talked about earlier, about like waking up and just, and just feeling like embarrassed with what they see. And I'm like, dude, I got you here. And just shipping them out product and just that email back, like, thank you. My skin is so much better. I can't believe it. And that's the victory for me right there. And I can name 5 to 10 times that's happened since February with just college level dudes that, we're battling with skin problems, and I helped them out because, you know, it's a story that really hits home, you know? So
yeah, if you've dealt with it yourself, the feeling of helping other people, I was like that. I had relatively bad skin, but I was a fat ass. You know, 300 pounds, and I got an email from a guy, and he sent me a photo of his 14-year-old daughter. And it was like, here she is 3 months ago, and here she is now. And it's not even like the same person. Like she lost a huge amount of weight, and you look like a normal teenager at the end of this. And it's like, man, if only someone had given me that when I was that age. So you know, when you're really helping someone out, it's like kind of life-changing. Mm-hmm. And if you walk around like not liking your face because of that, that's a good challenge to deal with, for sure.
It's so, the first thing we'll see, you know.
It is
in any engagement or, you know, wherever you are. It's you take care of that, and you're stoked. It, you know, builds confidence, and not only like the external stuff, but just internally. Like it, I'm getting a lot of emails right now, a lot of feedback on just the detox people are going through. You know, just not only the clays, but if people are using apple cider vinegar and some essential oils, it almost has like an aromatherapy impact to them that I've been experiencing now for years and that I know about. But it's just like, it's just awesome, you know, because people are, you know, it's like making a meal. That's the analogy that I've come up with. It's like making a meal. You want everybody to love it and to be, you know, to give you approval. It's if you screw it up, you know, it's going to be quiet around the table. But if you don't screw it up, you're going to be getting a lot of props. And those emails I'm looking at is, you know, it's just that.
You're getting more than just props for this. I mean, you're walking out with this, you know, super healthy skin. You're a model, and you know, I hear it. You just walk down the street, you just like pull your shirt off to show off your abs on a regular basis. Is that true?
No, definitely not. It's really hot where I live, right? I mean, I live in North Hollywood. It's especially now being June, it's going to be 90 every day. I mean, it's like 80, it's 70, 80 December, January. That's the thing about LA, is there's no real winter. Yeah. And, you know, I'm rarely wearing clothes, and it's not just me. Matter of fact, my neighbors, John down the street, I mean, same deal. It's awesome to see him just, you know, cruising around in his, matter of fact, G-Unit sweatpants. Just picture, like an almost 70-year-old dude just crushing G-Unit's a rap. It's hilarious. You know, he's got some pretty shocking, awesome outfits that rival my, I like to, you know, spice it up a little bit myself, but. Yeah, no, it's really hot. So, I mean, I'm really wearing a shirt as it is, or, you know, sometimes shorts, socks, whatever. But,
If you leave your shirt on, you walk into a bar or whatever, like you're a fairly attractive guy, and having the skin to go with it makes a difference, right? So, obviously, you have a pretty active dating life, you could say, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, since me and you partnered up, I've been just locked down up at the ranch.
you've been running away?
But I've been just, no, seriously. I mean, I've been, that's my focus right now.
You've been working hard on building your company. That's actually where that's where I was going with this. Because last time when we chatted, you're like, yeah, you know, I'm playing the field. I'm having a good time. I was going to sort of just check in and be like, all right, what's the deal? Because you've been for the past about 6 weeks, like heads down, you know, building a way to produce this mask that you invented and to turn it into the first product that you're going to be able to ship, you know, to a sizable number of people. Like this is classical, you know, literally kind of garage startup sort of thing. We're like, all right, I found something that works. I tested it on a bunch of people. I gave it to them for free. I tried it out. It helped me after a dramatic accident. So now all of a sudden you're like kind of focusing inward in order to produce. What are you doing in order to have that level of focus?
Well,
you've also been on the cover of the Oakley catalog, right? So you've been like being a model and starting a company at the same time. And what sucks is that when you're doing things like that, if you're me, I can look a little tired because, you know, all right, that's fine, right? You know, I'm working two jobs at one time or whatever. But for you, if you look tired and run down and sagging, like you're not going to be on the cover. So what did you do to start Alatura at the same time that you were like doing all these heavy duty photo shoots? Like that's kind of hard to do.
Yeah. So nutrition's huge. I definitely had to do a lot of social sacrificing. That equals discipline, which equals success every single time with me. I mean, that's just been the story with me personally my entire life. You give up a little, you sacrifice a little bit socially, you get whatever you want. You attain whatever goal you want. That's just been the way it is since I've been like 14 years old. And so I don't need any more examples of that. I've locked in and bought into that system. And so basically I can function on less sleep with the nutrition that I put in. And I'm gonna stop pumping that mask, but that thing really is like cheating. I throw that on, I shave. You would have no idea that I've had a lot of situations with, you know, red eye flights around the country, and I just roll right into jobs from a red eye. That's happened several times. I got a little, you know, I've had, you know, rather than take a nap, I take that 30, 45 minutes to apply that mask and then shave. And it's like, people have no idea. So that's really helped me out. And so basically it's the nutrition and then, the stuff, the products that I use topically that really helps. And then taking care of yourself, little things like just closing your eyes. Doesn't that get like some type of growth hormone? So doesn't it trigger some reaction in your brain? I read that somewhere. And ever since I've been doing that, like wherever I'll be, like if I just have minutes here or there, if even if I'm in a dressing room with a client, I'll kick back a little bit, like 5-10 minutes, and just getting, I read somewhere that you just by closing your eyes and just getting that 5-10 minutes shut eye.
You'll get like
I've been doing that.
You get alpha in the brain when you close your eyes. You know, eyes open alpha is pretty hard to do. So getting a little bit of alpha from just closing your eyes and the physical resting certainly lets the visual system relax. But so for you, mostly like you'll do a red eye, you'll kind of work your ass off. You're eating basically the Bulletproof diet. Have you made any changes? You probably eat more sardines than I do, but overall you're pretty much like last time we hung out, I think we were competing to see who could eat the most guacamole, and I think you won. With some brain octane stirred in.
Yeah, I think, didn't we mow through like one of those pound tubs of guacamole? I mean, we're fighting over it. I mean, you were really, you like sanctioned off half of it and then gave me the rest. So
I was nice like, you come across the line, we're not friends anymore. The chopstick in the middle of the guacamole, that's like the no man's land. And no. that and a bunch of sashimi, I think, was what it was. Yeah, that was pretty cool. So you're on super high fat diet, right? Basically, no grains, all that kind of stuff. All right.
Mm-hmm. So I've been getting a lot of emails about the sardines, and it's awesome. I mean, people are just, you know, open to it. I mean, it's you know, we've last talked about it. People, you know, just it's like synonymous with just smelly and nasty, and it's just whatever. But it's really cool to hear people like, dude, I would have never in a million years tried a sardine, and people are mowing them down now. And the cool thing is, they're like, I have an unmatched like clarity. And you know, I heard one example from my boy Rennick, and he was just like, yeah, it's like steroids for the brain. It's sometimes like, not sometimes, often I'll come back from driving Oakley, is, you know, 2 hours away, and I'll get home starving, you know, after just having had like sardines and avocado. And it's just like, it's amazing how those meals, those nutrient dense and mineral rich meals, will just wake you up. And and you don't need to nap. You know, you get home and you're like, I could nap right now, or I could just crush some nutrient dense food and be good to go and just be high. Like, this isn't placebo. This food, the stuff that you put in your body, is your fuel. Yep. And it's awesome to hear that from people who are hitting me up about that. That's cool.
So I mean, you're getting RNA in there, and you're also getting some collagen, believe it or not, from the skeleton, which is particularly cool.
What's RNA?
Ribonucleic acid. You have like DNA and RNA. So when you're going to be doing cellular division, that's it's pretty important stuff. So the other thing that's interesting with sardines, because you're getting all that collagen that comes in them, collagen actually ferments in the gut. Gut bacteria can eat collagen and turn it into butyric acid, which you're also getting if you're drinking Bulletproof coffee with the butter and all. So it's kind of an unknown thing about paleo or about, you know, the Bulletproof diet. And the idea there is by getting extra collagen, you're getting almost like an animal source of fiber, which is kind of cool. It's not the same as vegetable fiber, but it's kind of like the soluble fiber or the resistant starch that you could get. It's just animal starch. So you're getting a little boost from that, I believe, in addition to just all the fat. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, I just can't bring myself to drink that last bit of juice from it. And you're like, eat the sardines and then you're just drinking it. And like, that's pulling pretty hardcore, down. Man. That's kind of amazing.
Right. I'm not making too many friends in the airport gates, that's for sure. But yeah, what you gotta do.
When you're gonna be on a plane, I mean, that airplane food is just nasty. I've more than more than 100 times brought smoked salmon, like the flat pack stuff. It lasts for a while. And I just slide it in there next to my laptop, if the laptop's not warm anyway. And then same thing, you open that on a plane and people are kind of look at you. And I'm like, you're eating that like whatever sandwich they gave you, like we're even. Like I just don't feel guilty about it at all anymore. And sorry if you sat next to me on a plane.
Thanks for enlightening me on the smoked sandwich. I didn't even think about doing that. I actually have done that in my last couple trips as well. So
it works, but it has to be cold. Sardines are like the ultimate Snickers bar. Like you throw it in your bag and like they're much more convenient. So like either one works. You're both get your high fat kind of nutrition. That's what you want to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's see here. Let's talk a bit more about Alitura because people are interested in this stuff. What are like the kind of the top three categories of things that are in it? You know, I know you've got some clay and you've got the pearl powder and all, but tell me the rationale for why you use clay, why you use pearl, and why you use the other stuff that's in there. Because I'm not a pro on skin masks by a long shot, but the people I know who are pros were like, it's legit. So tell me how you came up with this, because I think a lot of people are going to want to know that. And just the amount of passion you have for what you're doing now, it comes through. So give me the little educational bonus on this.
All right. So long story short, years ago, I used my first mask that was one ingredient, right? Calcium bentonite clay. So rather than keep going to Whole Foods and buying this bentonite clay from this brand, it was one ingredient. I was like, all right, I'm just going to buy a lot of it in bulk at once. And then on that same website, I actually checked out like four or five different bentonites before I settled on that one. This is over a long time. I mean, this is 11 years ago. So when I settled on that bentonite that I really liked, that was actually better than the one that was buying from the store, it had a list of other clays, Rasool. Actually, no, that's not true. Actually, they did have Rasool, but I get my Rasool now from a different company. But I bought theirs and I really liked it. So I went in, you know, I read up on this Rasool clay that had been used for centuries from these queens in Morocco for beautifying their skin and, you know, keeping them youthful. And I heard that word and I was like, boom, all right, I'm going to pull the trigger on that. And I got a kilo of that. And then I read below and saw some pyrophyllite clay, which is over 70% silica, natural silica, right? So super mineral dense. Pulled the trigger on that. I mean, this is super, you know, it was super cheap stuff.
So you've got a bunch of clays, but what is so assume that I'm not a skincare expert. Why do I want to put clay on my face? Mm-hmm. Like, what is clay going to do for me?
All right. So I'm telling you, this Aztec healing clay that I was using, I don't know what it was. I came home. I think I had like a date that night when I was like 22 or 21 years old. And I think either my mom says I bought it. I swear my sisters bought it. Maybe I went ahead and bought it. I don't remember doing it. But I had this little tub of Aztec healing clay that was this one ingredient, calcium bentonite clay. And I just read the ingredients and I read the story behind it. And then I read the ingredients and I read the directions. I was like, dude, you know, why not? And I mixed it up, threw it on, and it just – I read the pulsating. It said your face will be pulsating. You'll experience an unmatched cleanliness and smoothness that you've never felt before. And I did. I mean, it was something immediately that I saw and I felt that not only cleared my face up and made some things just the way they were not before, but it also like relieved any type of congestion that I had in my head and around my eyes. And it was just like, I was awake, I was ready to go. So I was like, all right, well, this is something that I'm just going to start doing, you know, as part of my routine. Boom, there it is. I started a routine when I was that young. And then I started reading up on these other clays. I was kind of like a little scientist. My mom says that I was, you know, even as a little kid, I had my own lab and I was always making these little potions. That's technically what I was doing, you know, just adding these little powders, different amounts of different, I actually added way too much kaolin clay at the beginning, and that was counterproductive. You know, it came down. I mean, this has been 11 years in the making, Dave, with the clays. And then just in the past couple of years, I started adding things like the colostrum, the freshwater ground pearl powder, which is just amazing stuff. I mean, that's stuff that you can just put in your hand, rub around, and rub, take water, wash it off. And it's just, I mean, this is stuff that you cannot deny the effects that it has on your skin. And little things like hearing stories from the herbalists that I was working with on American ginseng, the workers in China who handle that stuff every day, they don't have wrinkles on their hands. So I was already set with my formula and then I added that and kind of tested it for a little while. And I noticed just something, just a little, I don't know what it was, but just a little extra oomph. So I kept that in there. The colostrum was actually something that a buddy gave me, a jar of colostrum after my accident, and I put it on my scars. I was like, dude, just put it on your scars, loaded with growth factors. It'll help you with the regeneration of collagen on that scar area. And I was like, all right, I mean, anything at this point. So I did it, and I felt something there. I mean, I only put it on that area, and I felt a little activity there. So I kept that. I was like, boom, I don't care what this stuff costs. I'm going to make this money mask for myself and I'm going to get better. I'm going to get back to where I was before. And that was my goal. And so I bought like kilos of each, just enough for myself. And that was it. And then the topic of conversation started coming out like, wait a minute. I just saw you with a scar. What are you even doing? And, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, admit that even, you know, creating this mask. And then I was like, screw it. Who cares, dude? Like I'm at where I'm at right now because of this thing. And I actually came up with the first name, Golden Glow, and I'm glad we didn't go that route. It was okay at the time, but it sounds like a bronzer. And that Alitura to me is, I mean, well, it's Latin for feeding, nourishing, nature, natural, all that stuff. I mean, everything, you know, you're feeding your skin with all these, you know, mineral-rich clays and nutrient-dense ingredients. It's taken a while, but the feedback from the testing that I did with friends and people that I knew and people I didn't know, it gave me the confidence to move forward and just literally walk cold into med spas and just start going like we're doing right now. I mean, it's something that I can just talk with, but I have a story to attach it. And actually people, that's what gives, you know, opens people up and like to actually listening to what I have to say, because I don't have a background, but what I do have is a kick-ass product right now that there's nothing, you know, there's nothing. I did do research on other treatments that spas have, and that's how I got the kelp powder. That is one ingredient that I technically copied other people for, or emulated other treatments for. But that, other than that, people have never even heard of the colostrum topically or the pearl powder. I've never seen it anywhere, and I've been getting, facial treatments for a little bit now. And even some of the clays, like the Russell, now I'm starting to see it, but I didn't see it years ago when I first started doing it. So it feels good to create something, man. Like I never really saw myself as a creative person, but I guess technically this is my creation.
Now, now you're an entrepreneur and it's a wild ride. That's for sure. So, all right. Last time we talked about this hit and run accident. I mean, in the photos that we put up there were just kind of shocking. I mean, you were hit pretty hard. Do you still have injuries from that? Do you have like lingering things that affect your performance on a daily basis? Like stuff you don't talk about? What's going on there?
Well, I mean, I have to go to the dentist often to get my bite adjusted. I mean, my lower jaw was through the bottom of my mouth, like exposed, gnarly teeth, bone. It was disgusting, right?
You just can't tell. Like when I look at you, it's amazing.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm very grateful. So, but what they did is they reattached that bone and put it back together, but my teeth were still way off. My bite was way off. It's still off, man. When I smile, the bottom of my teeth hit my front teeth and I got to kind of push it back. Like this is stuff that I don't complain about. I'm just so stoked to be able to chew and whatever. If my teeth hit each other, and I got to push them back when I smile, that's okay. But it does kind of suck to have to adjust your smile in the middle of a happy moment, right? So it's okay. So that's just something I got to do. I got to go to the dentist and I got to get things go. They take like that little whatever it is and they chip away on the inside of my teeth, the inside of my front teeth, and then the top of my bottom teeth to make the bite fit for the next 2 months. But the thing is with your jaw is it's constantly moving forward, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be doing that for a while. Hopefully not, knock on wood, but if that's what I have to do for the rest of my life, that's fine, man.
I've had my jaw move forward by about a half inch, my lower jaw, because my front teeth used to hit a lot. And it turns out those front four top teeth are neural stem cell derived. So the front four on the top go right into your central nervous system, basically, which is why like a hit on those teeth can have more of an effect than a hit on one of the back teeth. But if you're hitting them all the time, that can actually trigger your fight or flight response, like your sympathetic like sort of thing. So you may be carrying more stress when your teeth are hitting versus when they're not hitting. And the way that they can hack that is they raise the height of the back molars. And my back molars are probably 2 to maybe 2.5 millimeters extra tall to allow my jaw to come forward because my teeth were hitting. Yeah, and it's kind of cool. But
what did you have? So what's that, TMJ?
I didn't have any symptoms of TMJ or anything else. I literally, because of what my mom ate and maybe my grandmother, but my upper palate, like the arch, was a little too small. So my lower jaw was back and up. So for me to chew, I had to like yank my lower teeth, my lower jaw back and up. And it sounds kind of weird. I had no idea about this, but there was huge pressure in my jaw. And what I did is I put these little plastic bite tabs in that allowed the jaw to relax. And after I did that for a day, I was like, I can't ever put my jaw back like that because I was under so much stress. And it fires your trigeminal nerve there. So it's interesting because you're getting a nervous system hit on the front four teeth, and then you're getting another one from the nerves that run right along the side of the jaw, which is why like when I first met you, I'm like, you had that kind of an injury, and like you're pretty serious dude. Like you're in great shape, you look really good, you have a ton of energy and a ton of passion, and you've recovered from a pretty major trauma to like a core part of your nervous system. So like you're doing something right, which is why I wanted to chat with you about, all right, what did you do for your skin? What did you do for wound recovery? And what are the other things you're doing for energy? Because like a lot of guys, you know, you get hit by 2 SUVs and like you might walk and you might be all right, but they're not at your energy level. So like, I don't know what all it was, but you did something that's unusual there. And any other thoughts?
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. A big one. You slowly get back to like, you know, achieving that happiness of what you had before and being able to become comfortable with who you are and what you see, right? So that was one big thing that kind of like, you know, that happiness that was, it was seriously gone for a little bit, that natural zest for life combined with nutrition. And honestly, I never drank coffee before before Bulletproof, but I'm just trying to figure out the exact year when I started Bulletproof. So that was maybe around 2 years ago.
Okay.
Gotta tell you, man, that has absolutely changed my life. That's why this is awesome to be, you know, working with you and be even having this podcast. But like that gave me the zest, man. I mean, imagine I don't know if you ever didn't drink coffee, but I never drank coffee up until a couple years ago.
That's
so
huge,
just waking up and having extra zest and like that little push to get you going and get you out of the door in the morning. It was a lot better, you know, because your system is already pure as it is through diet. And then you add just a kick-ass, you know, antioxidant-dense potion like the Bulletproof coffee. I really hope this doesn't come off as salesy. This is 100%.
I didn't even realize that. You might have mentioned that before. I didn't realize that was the first time you had coffee. And like, I know we're not trying to sell each other stuff here. I'll say I am trying to sell your Alitura. Like, I would like to see you succeed as an entrepreneur. And I like the people who listen to this to, like, have stuff that works really well. So like, yeah, I hope you buy it. But thank you for the comments about the coffee. I actually really feel good when people get the benefits from it like that. So that's cool. But that's part of the thing that's giving you your energy. And I know you're not BSing there because, like, you know, we've hung out enough that, like, you you drink it and that's cool.
Yeah.
What are the other other things that are making your performance happen? Because like you're bouncing off the walls, not in like an aggro ADD way, but every time I've hung out with you in LA, you're just like, yeah, man, like, let's do it. And like, you're just kind of like an 18-year-old, but you're 32 and you've been through a lot and you're working your ass off. So like, I want some of that. Like, you know, what's your go juice other than Bulletproof Coffee?
No, I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's seriously visualizing something that you accomplish, right? And then you take that and then you run with it and then you work as hard as you can to maintain that thing. You know what I mean? For me, my victory was with Oakley. And an opportunity opened itself to continue to work with them and fly around the country in front of buyers and wear clothes and represent a company that I've been seriously like loving since I was 14, 15 years old has been an absolute, it's been unbelievable for me. So that brought like a victory to me mentally that like will stick with me for the rest of my life, right? So you take it and then you run with it and things like this, like getting a product going such as Alatura and getting the validation and the response that I've been getting from people since day one from it. It's like I found my purpose. I found why I'm here. For so long, I was still a happy dude, but I didn't have that. And so that direction and that purpose that I'm getting legit feedback and being able to work for and make a living on helping people feel better about themselves and help people look better and just people feel happy. I mean, what do I have to complain about? Seriously, like ever. I smoked my car right now against the side of this freaking railroad. I don't know what it's railroad spike up there upstairs. I couldn't care less. I don't even know. It's not a big deal to me. Back right. Light. I don't even know where it is, but it's broken and it's done. It's not even on my head right now. You know, this is things like that. You can't complain about it. Like I have direction and I know exactly what I want to do. Whereas a year ago in this exact same time, I was kind of unsure. You know, here I was 31 last year. And I don't really know where I was heading. It was looking at me for the past 8, 9, 10 years, this fascination with skincare. In health and well-being. And then I would see buddies who actually were trainers and nutritionists, and my passion and knowledge I felt was there, but it was just like I was okay with just being mediocre, and that mediocrity it's not in my vocabulary anymore. I'm taking this thing and I'm running with it.
Well, that's an awesome segue, because we're coming up on the end of the show here. And last time I asked you top three recommendations for kicking more ass, you know, being more bulletproof, and you answered it. And now what are your other top three recommendations? Unless you can't remember your answer, in which case you'll probably repeat yourself.
No. Oh no. Okay. All right. So my number one thing would be do your best to be consistently positive everywhere you go. That stands out. Being considerate stands out, unfortunately, nowadays. But be the guy, be the girl, be the lady, the woman, the man that is just, you know, considerate. And acts of kindness do not go unnoticed, definitely by me. So that would be one. Number two, the most successful people that I know and that I've been around for years all share this one trait. They don't talk about other people. They never... especially negatively. They don't have time to. It's the here now, the me and you. So just work on the talk. No hearsay, no gossip, nothing. The here now, the me and you. Keep it positive. Nobody wants to hear that stuff. It's a weak trait. Oh, man, what's number three? Hold on. Oh, yeah, I got number three. Discipline. It's good. Like I touched on it earlier in the podcast. It's got me personally, everything that I've ever wanted in my life. And I'm going to continue to practice discipline because it's crystal clear what the reward is, and that's success. So I would just, you know, every now and then say no, or whatever works for you, right? To each their own. You know, you could be doing whatever. You know, I'm no expert. I know that. That's just like what's really worked for me. And the reward makes you feel better. And the reward usually is accomplishment. So just practice discipline. Say no. It's tough. I got a group of fun friends out here, and I don't do anything. This is my focus. I want to spoil my parents. I want to take care of my family for a long time. I got big goals, and they're attainable. And discipline is how it's going to happen for me, I believe. So,
well, yeah. Andy, I really appreciate the opportunity to support you in starting Alatura. I love working with first time entrepreneurs, and you have to have enough passion to get through the trials and tribulations of getting something out the door and figuring out how to connect with customers and all. So I'm stoked. We're going to be carrying it for you to help on the back end stuff while you get off the ground. Bulletproofexec.com/Alatura will definitely get you there. And you have your own domain set up, alaturanaturals.com.
And yes, that's it.
That's the final one.
Do you like that better? Lifestyle?
I mean, you're not talking about a skincare lifestyle. In fact, if I met someone who was into a skincare lifestyle, I would think they were kind of some sort of fetishist. it doesn't exactly sound that healthy. But yeah, your product is super natural. And like, I felt it work the first time. Like, it tingles and buzzes, and you look better the next day. Like, it's pretty legit. It passed, you know, my skincare mafia girl who's laughing right now because she knows who I'm talking about. And so like it's legit. And you know, if the feedback from women and men who've tried it, and it's just a handful I've talked to, but all of them have been like, this stuff is magic. So like, how can I not help you get it out there? And I think you're going to do really well with this, because one of the things I wrote about in the Better Baby book, and one of the things I write about on the blog, is like, don't put toxins in. And what you're doing is not only not putting toxic stuff on your skin, but you're actually pulling stuff out, because that's what bentonite does. Like, I had bentonite with my lunch, like orally, because bentonite pulls toxins out of the gut too. Yeah. So I took like a tablespoon of it. And so I'm very familiar with that, but I've really not smeared a lot of it on my face. And it was you, the, you know, hey, mix this with apple cider vinegar and, you know, put it on your face and let it sit there. I'm like, okay. I can feel this. And that's the number one kind of biohacker bar. Can you see that it works? Can you feel it? Can you measure it?
Can you see or feel that it works? Yeah. Just show me that it works. Like, I need to see or feel something. Yep. You know? So yeah, that's what it is. Hey, and Dave, I want to thank you. I mean, this time last year, I wasn't lost, but I didn't have much direction. And this is an absolute honor for me. And I know you're really humble about it, but that's the 100% truth. You've made my family and myself like very happy, and got, you know, getting the pat on the back from my dad and stuff like that. That's awesome, man.
Thank you so much.
I'm gonna take.
You earned it, man. It's your passion. It's your invention. You know, it's yours to do with what you're gonna do. And if I can help you not step in some of the things I've stepped in as an entrepreneur, it's the least I could do. But there's a lot of people who are listening to this who are, you know, wanting to create lifestyle companies. You know, Tim Ferriss was just on, and you know, Tim is an amazing dude, even cooler when you get to talk to him, you know, one-on-one, like on the podcast. And you know, he's got so many guys who are looking to do the kind of thing you're doing. And like, it's hard with a digital product. It's even harder with a physical product. And I've run into some of my, you know, my own problems there. So I think, you know, you're going to learn a lot of lessons as an entrepreneur here. Ones that I don't know, but if I can just save you, you know, this big chunk of stuff, it's exactly the same thing. The reason the Bulletproof Diet exists, like, okay, there's a section in here that's for tweaking and hacking and figuring out what works for you, but like, just get most of it mostly right. And like, all of a sudden what was going to be this big gnarly, ugly thing becomes like a manageable challenge. So, you know, I'm happy to be, you know, an advisor to you and all that. And I think this is going to happen, and you'll experience a lot of love from people if your stuff works and if you treat them really, really well. And I do my best to do that for everyone.
Yes.
And so, cool, man.
Exactly. That's what it's all about, is treating people well.
Yeah.
So that's first and foremost. So right on, man.
Well, thanks for your knowledge. Thanks for sharing your pieces of advice there at the end. And let's see, bulletproofexec.com/Alatura and alaturanaturals.com are the places you can get it. By the time this goes up, we should have it in the warehouse ready to ship, and it stuff works. It's legit. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, man.
If you haven't had a chance to check out our upgraded aging formula, it's worth a look. It's an amazing molecule you can take that helps you to mimic the effects of caloric restriction. You're probably already practicing bulletproof intermittent fasting. Adding something like upgraded aging formula helps your body to get the benefits of reducing calories without actually reducing calories. On top of that, upgraded aging formula helps your brain deal with large levels of glutamate, which is something that causes toxicity in the brain. So it helps a healthy brain stay healthy. It also has other very positive effects on maintaining healthy blood sugar levels and on other aging risk factors. This was the only supplement I've ever come across that very clearly impacts four different facets of aging. That's why I call it Upgraded Aging Formula, and it's available on upgradedself.com.
Bulletproof Radio.
The Human Upgrade, formerly Bulletproof Radio, was created and is hosted by Dave Asprey. The information contained in this podcast is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purposes of diagnosing, treating, curing, or preventing any disease. Before using any products referenced on the podcast, consult with your healthcare provider, carefully read all labels, and heed all directions and cautions that accompany the products. Information found or received through the podcast should not be used in place of a consultation or advice from a healthcare provider. If you suspect you have a medical problem or should you have any healthcare questions, please promptly call or see your healthcare provider. This podcast, including Dave Asprey and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. This podcast may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products or services. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. This podcast is owned by Bulletproof Media.